in this house. God has blessed and kept us now 47 days in this year. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm still here. Praise God, for this is another day the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have to bring you this far. He could have left us in yesterday. But we're grateful to God that we are here another day. Don't know how long I'm going to be here in the day, but we're praising him for now. Hallelujah. Everybody say now. Hallelujah. That's all we can claim is now. And do all you can now. Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow, but if you can do it today, because we may not make it to. All right. So do it now. Okay, why it is yet called today. Praise God. We thank God. And if you ever think about it, that's the only thing we can know anyway thing is about is today. Let's say tomorrow, but when tomorrow gets here, it becomes what? Today. So tomorrow never gets here. It's always today with us. All right, so do it today. Why God gives us that opportunity. Because tomorrow is not counted. So go vote today. All right. Do we have early vote then on Sunday in Wayne County? I know they don't. Okay, they do have in Lenoir County. All right. And so if you're in Lenoir County and hadn't voted, you can do it today. Hallelujah. And as it was back in the day, God sent his son to die for us that we might have a right to the tree of life. And so down through the years, he has sent different people to stir up this nation that cost them their lives, that you might vote. And as it is, some have taken advantage of what Jesus done. Some have not. Some have taken advantage of what Martin Luther King and others have done to get us to vote, the voters' right. And some have not. Hallelujah. So do what is best for you and best for our people. Don't let our rights be taken away because you failed the boat. Hallelujah. And taking them little by little, the edging off ability and that right. Hallelujah. We glorify God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to be in his house. And we're glad that it did. And to our presider, Elders Gist, and to all other ministers in the house, and to every officer of the house of God, and all the lay people that's present. Everybody's somebody and everybody's special. Everybody's precious. Hallelujah. And don't you forget it. Hallelujah. Don't make anybody make you feel less than who you are. Because you're all that God made you to be. Okay. And you were made for his purpose and his glory. And according to him, everything was made beautiful. Wonderfully and fearfully made. Beautiful in your time. And since you're here now, this is your time to be beautiful for the Lord. Alright, that he may get the glory out of your lives. Praise God for all the birthday babies in February. If you're here and able to stand or wave your hand, let's do that. Birthday baby. And today's my 46th anniversary. Praise God. It was 46 years ago that day was Saturday. Okay. But the date is today. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Anybody need some good news? Hallelujah. This world's in terrible shape. And we're fastly approaching the end time. Because we see what's been revealed to us in the book of Timothy. Perilous time. In the last days. Now, the last days still can last another 1,000 years or more. But it's the last days. Because with God, 1,000 years is just as one day. And one day is less 1,000 years. And the reason they say that because he's not bound by time and space. He does not age. And one of these, they said, neighbor, one of these days, I'll be where I will never grow either. Hallelujah. One of these days. Hallelujah. Our text today is in the book of Matthew. 16th chapter, and we begin with verse 13. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you now for this hour and this service that we're about to proclaim your word. Anoint us now for that task. In the name of Jesus, give us what to say, how to say it, when to say it. In the mighty name of Jesus, pierce our hearts, our minds and our spirits, our soul and our body with your word. In the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to be more like you. Each and every day. Help us to keep on striving. Hallelujah. Through the trials and tribulations. Help us to hold fast to your word. In the name of Jesus we pray. Do it, God. And the glory and honor shall be thine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 16 there. Are you there? When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom said ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Hallelujah. The other person next to you, your neighbor, do you know who Jesus is? Do you know who Jesus is? Now, you might know about him, but do you know him? We know about a lot of people that we haven't seen and that we have seen, but we don't know the person. Some of us have married somebody that we thought we knew. We knew about them and what they had allowed us to see, but the real person showed up after you said, "I do." So do you know who Jesus is? You heard others talk about him. You have talked about him, but you still don't know him. We think we do. You can't tell me nothing. I know. Yeah, we think we know. But when trouble comes, do we really know Jesus? When trouble comes, the slaves back in the day got in trouble in the fields and everywhere else, and they really showed that they knew who Jesus was. They were in hardship to be whipped, called everything but a human, making you one quarter of this or one fifth of this or whatever. But they sung those songs that uplifted their spirit. They sung those songs of hope. They didn't go in gravy things. keep talking about I can't make it. They had some that was in there saying that we are going to overcome. Somebody said, I know it won't be this way. I hope it won't be this way. And then they said, I know it won't be this way always. That's because we know who Jesus is. Now, some of us sing the song, they sang it because they heard the song. Sang it because it sounds good. But if they are not believing what they heard. But I want them to know today, does the church, those people who say, I'm saved, those people who say I'm been baptized, those people saying that I'm baptized, Holy Ghost filled, calling on the name of Jesus. I just want to know, do you really know who Jesus is? What do you do when things don't go your way? Do you have a pity party? And it's hard to have a party about you by yourself. So you get on the phone and call somebody else and tell them about what you're going through? Or do you call on Jesus? Who do you call? Say, neighbor, who do you call? Back in the days around the, I think it might have been the 70s and 80s, they had this movie come out called Ghostbusters. And ask you a question. Who are you going to call? So I'm just pondering and asking that same question today. Who do you call? When you're having your hard trials and your tribulations, who do you call? And better still, then after you call him, do you wait for him? Because if you knew Jesus, you knew you got to wait sometime. And the word said, wait on the Lord, Psalm 27:14. Be what? And be of not wait and pace up and down the floor. Not wait and wondering if he's ever going to show up. Not wait and get everybody else in the family upset. And then after everybody in the house is upset, then you call somebody else's house and tear it up. Do run everybody down in the church because they didn't call you on your pity day? Will you think about this is what Jesus went through. Do you really look for the one who can help you? Somebody else wrote a song that said, all of my help come from the Lord. Yeah, if all of your help come from the Lord, why are you calling me? I just want to know, do you know who Jesus is? I ain't Jesus. All of my help has got nothing to say, my help, my help, my help. Comes from who? Yeah, all your help come from the Lord, but he's the last one that you hear from or he hears from. Because we call everybody we know. But I remember reading in his word, and the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything else will be added. And somebody else says that when you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. Well, if you've done what I said the first time, you won't have to go through all that other stuff. Save you some time, save you some headache, and you'll have the victory all the time. So, do you know who Jesus is? Who do you say he is? Right. Who do you tell that Jesus is my Savior? Who do you tell that he is my deliverer? Who do you tell he is my comforter? Who do you tell he is my protector? Who do you tell he is my joy in a time of sorrow? Who do you tell, hallelujah, is that I don't cry till the sorrow? Because I read in his word that he's already bored my grief and carried my sorrow. I already know that I don't have to cry because he told me, don't wait till I get my victory. But shout right now. Shout while you're in the trouble. Shout while you're going through. Shout while when the power of deliverance seems to be gone. Who? What do you do? What do you do? How do you act? Do you act like you ain't got no hope? Or act like you got hope? When trouble comes, do you sing the song that I heard a few years back? This too shall pass. He brought me through this. He brought me through that. And he's going to bring me through this. Hallelujah. Faith building upon building. Faith on top of faith. You start from the beginning. He done this. He done this. He done this. And this and this and this and this. Well, this can be done too. He is. Hallelujah. I'm going to move on. But I just want to remind you, because we soon forget. We forget that Jesus is my rock in a river land. He's the foundation upon which I build upon. Jesus is my doctor, my lawyer, my comforter, my confidant. He is my hope, my peace, my joy. He is all that I need. He's all I need. Joy, he will supply. All of my need is in the Lord. And if I just wait for him, see, I don't have to get out of the problem. I can embrace the problem. James told us that, count it all. Joy. Are we counting it as joy? If we're not counting it as joy, we're forgetting who Jesus is. Stop looking at problems as a problem and look at them as a blessing. And since it's going to bless me, I can count it as joy. Hallelujah. And I can act like I've been blessed and not being cursed. For these things come that we might gain more faith and be examples of who Jesus is. Well, Jesus had come to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. And he began to ask his disciples, whom do men say that I am? And he said, whom do they say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who am I? I've let you know that I'm the Son of God. But what are the people saying about it? Hallelujah. And they answered and said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah. Others say that you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets. They call him everything, everybody, but who he is. You'll be called everything and everybody, but who you are. Hallelujah. They call your name. Slaves had to endure the indignity of being called everything but human. And after slavery, we went into Jim Crow. Okay. Slavery, you were a nigger. And after being called a nigger, you were a Negro. Calling you everything but who God said you are. God said you're my child. Well, it seems like every decade or so, school, you got another name. From Negro, you became colored. And from colored, you became, they decided to give the color a name. So they said, you're black. Dictating who they want you to be. And if they want to get mad, they call you all of them. They go back to the big and call you a nigger. Some will still call you a nigger today. And from black, we came now African American. How come you can't? Now they haven't changed. They've been white ever since they got here. But our colors, I don't know whether they've been rubbed off or what, but our colors have been changed over and over again. Now they're going to make you mixed or whatever. Okay, they added a new one in there. But who do you think you are? I'm not African American. I'm a child of God. That's who the Word said I am. I'm not Negro nor nigger. I am a child of the King. I am a royal priesthood. I am that I am. And that is what the Lord said, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Tell Moses. Go down and tell Pharaoh that I am to let my people go. God is our everything. He is our deliverer. It's as he delivered back in Moses' days. He's delivering right now. But you got to do something. Hallelujah. After he's done what he's supposed to do, it's in your hand to do what the Word says do. So Peter said, when he said, who are you to say I am? Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, Peter, Simon, Bar-Jonah, blessed art thou, for flesh and blood had not revealed this unto thee. But my Father, which is in heaven, Jesus still talks to you. Jesus still speaks to your mind, to your heart, to your mind, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. Just as he did to Peter. And Peter spoke it out as God speaks to you. He wants you to tell it to somebody else. Hallelujah, who Jesus is. As God delivers you, he needs you to tell somebody of how you've been delivered. Earlier in the service, you had a time to tell somebody what Jesus done tell somebody that he's still keeping me. Thank you, God. But we take that for granted. Just because we lay down and went to sleep don't mean you're going to wake up the next day. Everybody got a testimony. Thank God for waking me. Thank God, hallelujah, for keeping me. Every day is a good day because God made them good. Everything is good. Hallelujah. Because God made it good. Hallelujah. And if it appears to be negative in your life, it's because something is in you that God's trying to work out of you. That you might know, hallelujah, that good is in everything. And you might know it's just coming to bless us. Romans 8:28 says what? For you know that all things work together for the good of them that love God. You know that. At least we hope you know it. But the word said you know it. So what does that mean that we got it in denial? We pick things and call it good. And we pick other things and call it bad. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, thou art Peter. Hallelujah. And upon this rock, Peter itself, the name Peter means rock. Okay. It said, upon this rock, I build my church. Peter, on what you said, I build my church. When you can tell somebody who Jesus is, you're sowing the seed of the church growing. Hallelujah. When you can tell somebody, Peter spoke on the day of Pentecost, preached and 32,000. Look, 3,000 were saved on that day. And Lord added to the church daily after them because of he testified about what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. We need to tell our children and our children's children. We need to be telling them who Jesus is. Why the world is telling them other things. Social media is ruining their mind. We need to be telling them who Jesus is. So God can also add them into the number. Hallelujah. Peter, upon this rock, I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, he's not telling you that the devil ain't going to raise up and cause problems in the church. He didn't say that. He's saying that shall not win. Isn't he going to come up against you? But if you stay in the word, which is Jesus, if you stay in the word, it won't prosper. One scripture said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. As long as you rely on Jesus, and your hope lies in him, okay, it won't prosper. But if you give into it and act like the devil wants you to act, what he's doing, his weapon's going to prosper, even to the point of defeating you. But you got to stand firm, hold fast to the word of God, and it will not prosper. The devil means it for your bad, but God turns it into your good. And when you know who Jesus is, you're saying he's going to do it by and by. In fact, you can even go as far as to say it's already done. I just need to go through. Upon that faith, the church will be built. Because it takes faith to take us through. It takes faith. And faith is your evidence that whatever it is, it shall pass as well. Hallelujah. Everything is blessing me. The good and the bad is blessing me. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God says now, close, I will give you the key to the kingdom. The neighbor, where's your keys? And the lost in your purse somewhere? Lost in your house somewhere? Anybody ever lost some keys? Okay. Now, I hope your keys you lost was physical keys and not spiritual keys. And it's all right to lose these, but it's a terrible thing to lose your spiritual keys. All right? Because it's with those keys that God has given you. Every one of the keys he's given you is a master key. Master key because it came from the master. And every problem that you have, okay, may have many avenues in there, many doors for your deliverance. But you got a key for each thing. And the master key will work for everything that problem bring on. The problem may escalate and get many things that's shortcoming in there, but then you got a master key for your deliverance. Hallelujah. So he's giving you the keys to the kingdom. So if you need joy, get that key. You need strength, it works for the joy key. See what I'm talking about, a master key? Okay. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay. Where did I get my joy from? It ain't your joy, it's the Lord's joy. And your joy of the Lord is knowing who Jesus is, what he's capable of doing, what he will do, what he shall do, what he has done, and going to do over and over and over again, because he is God and he never fails. You got the key to every problem in your life, that you can overcome it with joy. Hallelujah. So he's giving you the keys. Who do you say Jesus is? Do you know? Say, neighbor, do you really know who Jesus is? Or you just heard about him? God bless you. Gospel invitation that standeth. To whosoever will, you may come. If you are without Jesus in your life, now's your time to come. If you are without church and needing the church, this is where the Lord has laid in your spirit to be. Now's your time to come. If you have other concerns you need to cast upon the Lord, now's your time to come. The doors to faith are open. All you need to do is walk through them. And get all that you need from the Lord.